Hello, this is Ivan Teller. Today's date is February 6, 2015. This is the UFO files. This is a pre-recorded show, just in case you're on Blog Talk. So there's no calls. This is an information show about UFOs, about the different alien race, different alien species around our planet. I am a psychic clairvoyant. I can speak to the dead. I can speak to ETs. Find your headset. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about the Zeta Reticula, Zeta Grays. I'd rather say it that way. As you know, what you call them, the little green men, or the UFOs that crashed on Roswell. What we're going to do is go into the history of them. As I'm doing, I'm going to tap into it as I go in. I already did a reading on it, but I'm going to do another reading on it as we go ahead, as we are on record, as this is being recorded. Okay, one thing I want to get up front. See, right now our race is in third density. We're so primitive compared to other races, obviously, but we're growing. You know, we are. What it is this world is unusual. So when other races came here in the ancient times, to, you know, do as they usually do, calling, you know, they come and, you know, they observe, they do studies, they, you know, create humans, create races, etc. This planet was a little bit different, so when they did that, when they interfered with, you know, human DNA, and I'm not too sure, you know, I'm not sure if humans are already here or they're Neanderthals are definitely here, but anyway, when the human race was being developed, this world and their technology of developing human race, it was unusual. It was more advanced than some races. It was different. So, okay, so I'm at ground. From what I gathered, the grays are the Men in Black was created mostly because of the grays. The Roswell crash. Let's go back a little bit. I wasn't expecting to do this. As you know, the Draconians, Anunnaki, mostly Draconians, let's go into them a little bit. When they were, they've always been manipulating elites for thousands of years. The Illuminati was, you know, publicly put together, but that was always together. I mean, maybe they added an extra, you know, gang to their gang, you know, but, you know, for the most part, Illuminati's always been around. Just kind of reorganizing, however you want to go at it. The reptilians have always been manipulating our, you know, the people have been running governments forever. Trust me, they find ways of doing it. But they never really show them, you know, it's always been done secret, keep the governments out of it, you know, etc., you know, just, you know. But, I wasn't expecting to go into this. I guess I'll go into this a later day about Roswell. I mean, the real effects of Roswell, that's sort of coming through a little bit. But, so basically, when the Grays came in, when they crashed in Roswell, that kind of kicked off the whole UFO phenomena around our government. that got our government definitely involved. There was always a shadow government involved, always. But then it kind of hit the public area when Roswell happened. So Eisenhower definitely knew about the UFO, about the Greys. The Greys were abused. Their ship was taken from them. I think even some Greys are kidnapped from their race. So the Greys and human race aren't exactly on great. They're not on, good ground. And the Men in Black was created because of the Greys. From what I didn't know, there's so many different species. It's hard to really tap into every one of them that's kind of messing around with us. But from what I gather at this point, it seems like the Men in Black are mostly being bothered by the Greys, mostly. Because there was a lot of lies, there was a lot of, they made a deal, and then the humans would, go screech, would lie about it, and so the Greys would be pissed off. So there'd be a lot of backstabbing. So, so the Men in Black pretty much get harassed. And I was going to add this at the end of the audio, actually, but the reptilians have their own agenda going on, and the Greys help them out. So, and the Greys kind of cover up, like if a Men in Black show up, they kind of give them some crap. That's what I gather. That's pretty interesting, actually. Now, there's different Greys, and we're going with Zeta. So, kind of the negative Greys, when they're sort of on their own agenda. That's where we're kind of going at. I went to the Men in Black last night. I'm kind of tapping in a little bit more and more about them. I'm not going to get into that now. I went to that yesterday. Let's see here. They were here. The Greys were here when Earth was created in the dawn. They came here observing, studying. They didn't really get involved with a lot. And the mantis bug, that was created made into an alien because the Greys, it was done on a ship. What happens is they were pretty, and one thing about the mantis alien, it's a big mantis now, it's an alien, has its own personality, his or her, whatever. And they have a sense of humor. They're just hilarious. I don't know what, they're the workers for the Greys. Fly the ships, they do. They can be vicious if they have to be. I think they're easy to kill, too. I don't think they're that hard to kill. But anyway, it's fascinating. They're just comedians, basically. 24-hour... I mean, the feeling I get from them, they're just funny as hell. They're just... The Greys aren't... They don't have... They have a sense... Not much of a sense of humor. But the Mantas do. So they're like entertainment. If you want to look at it like that. In the beginning of ancient Earth, they were just studying us. The time of Atlantis, I know, just jumped to that. I'll try to read into it a little bit more if I have more time, so this doesn't go too long. Time of Atlantis, when they showed themselves in the sky, the Yen-Yell is, you don't know, the Yen-Yell is a different part of Grey. Apparently the Palladians and the Greys, they have like a queen that got, this isn't for me, but this is information that I gather. I guess they got together and had a kid or had a baby or had 200 babies or something like that. The Palladians and the Greys created another race. And this is, that was in Yen-Yell. In Yen-Yell are more human-like. They're weird-looking. I can't describe it. I'm not going to describe it. Look it up somewhere. Blonde hair is what I get from them a lot. And big bulgy eyes, but I guess the Jews came from them. The Jewish race came from them. But yeah, Inyo made their first appearance on Atlantis. Let's see here. Yeah, then they started. Oh yeah, that's right. When the humans were found, came about in ancient times. I mean, caveman times. That's when the greys started interfering with DNA of human DNA. Started interfering, adding their little contribution to us. Let's put it that way. And they've been doing it ever since, here and there, not constantly, but here and there. Yeah, our sixth sense, kind of advancing us a little bit, telepathy, adding their own kind of contribution to that. Yeah, definitely around the brain areas where their contributions are. These sort of talents we don't even tapped into yet. That was another. Oh, you know what? I was gonna mention this in the beginning. Got off track. I want to go. Let's put it right now. We're in third density. We're a primitive race. Once we go into fourth density, we're more positive, more light, more. We can manifest things happening for it. We can use our minds to create things for us. Right now, we can do that, but we don't because we're too depressed or we're too bogged down by chemtrails, chemicals in our food, et cetera, negativity to keep us down at low level. But once we go into fourth density, when that finally happens, when our planet in general goes into that, when we upgrade, we're going to be like a super race. When we join the galactic, that's why we have ETs around us. They want to help us move up. Because when we move up, I can feel this. Once we get to that point, once we join the other ETs and become, be what we are, we have to want this. Once we get there, we're going to be a peaceful race throughout the universe. Now, there will, because we have so much darkness here, there will be a small fraction of us that are going to be negative. Kind of like the Alpha Draconians. It's like, hey, we have all this power, and I'm going to screw around with everyone. There's going to be a small fraction of us that are going to be doing that. Majority of us are going to be humanitarians, evolving the universe. To me, I feel our race is capable of moving the race of, like, the ET race, or the, however you want to look at that. We'll be able to evolve it to a new level because we're such a, we, I don't know how to explain it, but we hit so many different, we're unusual compared to the other ETs in the universe. That's why they can't figure us out. Because we're not, we're emotional nut jobs, but we're also, we have some, well, a lot of other things about us that are just unique. And creatively. And we can evolve the other species into a new enlightenment, to a new invention, creation. We'll invent new things throughout the universe. That's what our race is capable of. Just creativity, art, we're Palladian, we're a little bit of everybody. So we can just, I don't quite understand where we're gonna go, but anyway, we can evolve other races and make life a little more interesting for other beings on other planets. Because we'll get involved with other planets, we'll be helping them, and we're just trying, testing things and building new environments. I think that's what we're capable of. Kind of like here, where we're building, all these startups we have here, we'll be doing that across the universe in a more positive manner. Of course, we're doing it in a positive manner here. Well, more, seriously, we're capable, we are an advanced, we're a very interesting race. We're a master race. We don't act like it, but we are a master race. But for us to go through all the darkness we've been through, and now we're going into the light, it's just amazing. How many planes have gone this dark? I mean, we've been pretty disgusting. And we're still pretty bad. If you look at the Middle East, or anywhere for that matter, because we're all being poisoned by something. We're still being, you know, downgraded. We're still going through something. So anyway, we're going through a lot. We put up with a lot. And so we're going to be moving, I mean, once we break out of all this, we're going to be pretty interesting once we get there. It's going to be, who knows when that's going to happen, but we have a huge potential. You must know that. If you're a janitor, or if you're a gardener, or whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all equal in the end. Or a bum on the street, we're all equal. Now, it's just, I don't know exactly, it's beyond comprehension what we're capable of. But you look at what we're doing here, there's a lot of good things being done here. It really are. Okay, Facebook, I don't understand that, but, you know, whatever. But, you know, startups in general, creating all these inventive things, I think we do that throughout the galaxy. You know, we have an inventiveness that's unique. And we just can't exactly, we can tap into it here, kind of, but once we get into our higher density, we can definitely tap into it. So, anyway, yeah, humanitarians, anyway. Okay, back to the grays. That's the reason why we can do all these things. We've been messed with by so many different races. I mean, it's hard to tap into every single race that's come here and started to want a little piece of our, want to contribute to us and control us. Or help us advance, help us evolve. But a lot of us want to just control us. But anyway, the Greys never wanted to control us ever. No. Yeah, they're not that type. Draconian's a different story. The Greys are more of they want to help. I don't know if they want to help us. They want to help us. They want to contribute. Let's put it that way. As we evolve, I think in some ways they wish they were kind of a little bit more like us, because we can reproduce and they can't. At least not anymore. Let's see here. I'm jumping all over the place. Slightly. Now let's see here. But yeah, they modified our DNA, got into that. Yeah, one thing about why they can't reproduce. Now, there's tall ones and there's short ones. The tall ones are on their planet. From what I've been told, they're trapped on their planet. Maybe because they want to be. They don't want to leave. So a lot of Greys that are here are clones. I know that sounds sort of far-fetched, but then again, we are talking about ETs, so it's far-fetched as it is. Let's see here. Yeah, because they can't reproduce. Yeah, I guess what happens is when a Grey dies or gets shot, whatever, they take they take another Grey body that's been worked on, and they put the soul into that. Who knows how that works? So whoever just died is now back alive again. Anyway, I'm not sure exactly how. I haven't gone into that kind of detail. But I'm just going to what I've heard. And the story is, oh, just in case you probably don't know. What happened? One reason why they can't reproduce, from what my feeling is what happened to the Greys and the Martians. You know, I should tap more into this probably later, maybe right now. But anyway, what happened? I guess the story is, this isn't for me, but story is the Greys arrived at the Martian planet, and they, hey, how's it going? And they got along. Oh, that's another note. The Greys got a lot worse after. Anyway, they were a lot nicer in the beginning. But anyway, the Martians are more warrior-like. They have a lot of technology. Some are green, some are blue, some are white. I'm not sure if they're hairless. I wouldn't be surprised. They're more, yeah, more muscular. They're all about technology. They're like the ultimate geek. I mean, I'm talking about tanks and all this crazy stuff. I mean, they just love their technology. They just love it. But they weren't very spiritual. And the Greys wanted to, like, reproduce with them. They had a queen, and it didn't work with the Martians, and the Martians got mad. So they started wars with the Greys, and the Greys didn't have any technology to fight. So the Greys, from what I gather, is that they knew the Draconians, and they got some weapons from them, let's put it that way. They made a kind of a truce or made some sort of agreement with the Draconians. And, of course, the Greys modified the technology. And the Greys went to the Palladians, I guess. And that's where they got, that's where the NEL came from. They got together and had a kid. And from what I gather, one of the gifts they got was technology, and it was like a warship or something like that. And this ship, and they did modifications to it. They modify everything. The Greys do. And they went to Mars, and they took out Mars' atmosphere. And that's something they're not supposed to do. So after they did that, it sort of got banned from the universe. And they're told not to leave their planet. That's the story. I guess they're not leaving because they don't want to. Especially after doing it. I mean, they wiped out the planet. I mean, jeez. I mean, just like that. Just flew over there and just took out. That's why it's red. I guess. I don't know the details of it. So anyway, our planet got, Martians got flooded Earth. Immigration. Yeah, they just, damn, where else are going to go? So that's why they can't reproduce. From what I gather, let me just see if I can get it. The Federation of Light, that's the galaxy UN in the universe. From what I gather, they had something to do with their Greys not being able to reproduce. They had something to do with it. I think the Greys, I think they had something to do, I think the Federation had something to do with it. It was kind of, after wiping out a planet, so they have to, sort of payment, punishment for what they did. That's what I gather. I could be, that's the feeling I get from that. Anyway, that's why I have to use clones. Let's see here. There's something else I want to go into. Let's see, I think a moment. So, yeah, the Martians flooded Earth. Some Martians are reptilian. White reptilians. But they're nice. They're not, evil or anything like that. They can't. Martians came. Martians came to Earth. I don't know if I'm getting too far off the Greys. When Martians came to Earth, they came here to conquer. From what I gather, Atlantis and Egypt and Lemuria is where they went to. And more places than that, but I guess that's why we look weird. Some people look strange just because of Martian DNA. That's interesting. I love that. That makes sense. We all look like freaks. Yeah, you know, the Scandinavian, the Denmark, Sweden, Norway, I think from what I feel like that Martians had they're in that area, or that's where they, but white, bomber white. That's why I'm Russian. I guess that's where they ended up, or a big portion of them ended up there after everything. But yeah, I think they're all over the place. But some reason, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, places like that, Martians were, let's put it this way, a good concentration of them. Oh yeah. Yeah, jumping ahead. Let's see. Went to the Atlantis. They were around. Yeah, over time they'd start. Oh, that was the other thing. As for civilizations, where they were. I'm gonna give the Middle Ages is where they sort of showed themselves in a lot of ways. So did the reptilians. Dark Ages. For some reason, Middle Ages are different. I don't know why. Greece was reptilian. Controlled. Grays, on the outside maybe. Not a whole lot. Rome. That was reptilian. As I said, grays were here and there. Middle Ages. Okay, I just jumped. Middle Ages was a time England, the greys were involved with that. Somehow they just loved it. You think the Dark Ages they would have loved that too, but something with the Middle Ages, they just were involved with all kinds of stuff. Yeah, they like crap. A lot of them do. They like third world countries and well the world this earth was third world for a very long time. Yeah, the Middle Ages was definitely a oh, even with the kings, this is with the greys, what they would make appearances. Yeah, with certain royalty, royal families and stuff, they had a good presence. I don't, they enjoyed it. I don't know, it sounds strange. No, it doesn't sound strange at all. Of course, it wasn't well known. I mean, throughout the, it's kind of, it was a secret, but yeah, because reptilians, the Greys and the English royalty during the Middle Ages was a good concentration. I can go into hours trying to figure out going to exactly what went on, but throughout history, that was a big area. I'm gonna go into the Industrial Revolution. Now, this might not give the grace, but maybe a little bit. What happened? Some sort of contract happened around Industrial Revolution before it. Let's put it this way. I guess we evolved as a race. Where we were mature enough. That makes sense. Mature enough for technology. races, several would just start. Even your spirit, this spirit's from the other side, they would both work mostly. Let's say both, but mostly ETs, because ETs are our brothers and sisters. They want to help us evolve to build. They brought technology to us. A spark of genius. They were there. Things were there at the right time, etc., etc. That wasn't done on accident. That was. We hit a maturity milestone. That's why that happened. And we were gradually, ETs were all here for that whole thing. Grays, I don't think so. I think this was another race that was involved with it. But, Draconians had nothing to do with it. And it's the same with us going into a phase of accepting our brothers and sisters, is that we're going to evolve to a peak where we just want to know what's going on, And I agree with us, people, as long as us on Earth want, when majority want to see ETs, it will happen. I believe that. So that's why I'm doing this, and it's going to become more and more and more. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and more people talking to ETs, because that's who we are. That's our family. They're not out to hurt us. The ones that are hurting us are already here, but we're hurting ourselves too. We want. If you don't want to be manipulated or taken over, you don't have to be. It's all in your head. If you want to be in fear, go live in fear, but you don't have to. Just like this whole thing about the Illuminati wants to put us in camps and all that. If you want to be in a camp, go be in a camp. But you don't have to be in a camp. You can be. It all depends on you. If you want to live in fear, go live in fear. If you want to not live in fear, don't live in fear. You have the control of you. And that's us as a population. We have, we have the power to move up to the next level. What do the Grays have anything to do with any of this? Not much, really. Well, they do, because they're observing us for all this. What's happening currently, like I said, there are so many levels to look at. It's too much. They're in areas right now that are kind of going to hell, such as Syria, Russia, Afghanistan. Africa is definitely. Africa is like. Not necessarily ET. I mean, they're there, but. I would say Africa is kind of like an Illuminati experiment. A lot of elite are there doing things they shouldn't be doing, manipulating the population in many ways. Slavery, abuse of power, that's pretty obvious. You don't want me to tell you that. The ETs, I believe that they live under, live on their own ships, or they live underground somehow. Yeah, they do more observations. They kind of stay out of the way of everything that's going on. They observe the weather. They just stay out of the way, basically. Now, there is a small group that doesn't stay out of the way. And these are the ones that work with the reptilians. Small group. But they do a lot. And from what I gather is that the reptilians have their own agenda. I'm not going to go into what they do. I don't want to know, really. But let's put it this way. They have an agenda, and the Grays kind of help them out sometimes. And sometimes that sparks the Men in Black to get involved. And the Grays kind of cause Men in Black kind of trouble. kind of keep them off the reptilians' back. I don't think they. I don't think I can tap into what they're doing. I don't know if I want to know. They just they have their own. The reptilian race has their own set of rules, how they want to do things, and how they want to get people to think the way they want them to think and control it. The idea is to keep us at a third density. So they want to pump out all the negativity they can into our environment. News agency, you saw what happened to Brian Williams. Is it Brian Williams? Is that his name on NBC? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was just lying. Yeah, big surprise there. See, it's just a joke. The whole thing is just a... Anyway. See, it's just a big charade. All of it. It's just that, you know, the news is pumping out negativity. Not pumping out positivity. They could. Their ratings... I mean, I don't think their ratings are that good right now. They probably would get better. Well, look at all these good things happening. But the point, they're very important. I mean, not just the media, but many factors have poisoned us to keep us at a low level. It's all around us. And that's what the reptilians are doing. They're keeping us at, that's pretty much what they're doing. So it's hard to go into detail exactly what they're doing. Maybe they're setting up scenarios. They're not going to do another 9/11. I don't know if I got into that. About the 9/11, you know, that was the third time in Trump. I mean, they've been trying to do 9/11 for years. And the shadow government, the outside government knows nothing about it. The public government knows nothing. Now, because they can't know. Bush doesn't know. Cheney, kind of, but... It doesn't really matter. The public government can't know because they're in the public. So the best, the less they know, the better. So, but yeah, there was, I mean, it was definitely, as they said, it happened. But there's a little bit more about it. They knew about it was going to happen. The shadow government knew it was going to happen. They screwed around with a couple of things. The Pentagon, that's a big mystery. Building 7's a big mystery. They're not going to, you know, it's, this whole point was to knock us down. Yeah, I think I did talk about this in the other show, but anyway. Yeah, this is all just the microchip population. That was one of the things, was a microchip population. That was one of the agendas. Now we have phones that are, you know, tracking us, just to put us under a grid. And that's what reptilians are doing. They're just working to keep us down. Illuminati is too, but they're, I don't know, they're just probably getting sex change operations most of the time. Let's see here. Yeah, and the Greys are definitely, they're still working on DNA. They're always going to be doing that. That's part of their science. I think they're trying to keep themselves alive more than screwing with us. They're just more worried about themselves, keeping their life going. But there is a small fraction that messes with the Men in Black on a daily basis. There is a lot going, you know, the more I tap into the same thing over and over again, eventually I finally chip into something a little bit deeper. But that's what's going on. As for the, what is the ET involvement? Is reptilians and greys, a certain small amount of greys, are trying to keep their hold on us. It's their playground. The reptilians do it. I mean, they don't care if the world ended tomorrow. I don't think they do. Do you think they're going to die? I mean, if we die, which I don't think they believe that. You know, I think we're too unique of a race to think that we're just gonna die off just like that. No, and they know about the history of the universe and other planets. And if we are pretty as young as they say we are. But anyway, they're just showing how tough they are. They're showing their capabilities. They can screw with us. They're pretty advanced. I give them that. They're very clever. They're just master magicians in a lot of ways. They're just amazing creatures. But the Greys are definitely living in that legacy also. Some of them. The shorter ones, obviously. Yeah, the shorter ones are here. The tall ones aren't here. Tall ones are an observation from another planet. Short ones are all over here, all over the planet. There's different, you know, it's hard to say gray because there's so many different kinds. I don't even know them all. The Zetas and ones I'm really trying to hit at. But the thing is, I don't think all of them are bad. The thing is, a small portion of them that are kind of, I don't want to say bad, but just don't have us in there. Don't care what happens. I don't know. They just have their own agendas, and we're not in that agenda. You know, screwing around with the government. The government's always lying to them, so they get pissed off. So, you know, they have their words. But yeah, I'm repeating myself again, but yeah, the Dracos are definitely just keeping us, that's what they're doing, they're just keeping us at their density. Keeping us, throwing out as much negative propaganda as they can at us. And, you know, yeah, because I was watching Fox at Fox at 5. You know, these are nice people that, you know, the thing at 5 o'clock when they sit around the table, these are nice people. And all they do is talk about negativity. That's all they talk about. I mean, it's just, and the View is somewhat the same. It's all negative. It's just negative, negative, negative. Of course, they go to some positive. Negative, 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 negative. Just constantly. And that, there it is. That's how they keep us down. You know? So it's pretty interesting how it's just so complicated. There's more about the Greys. This is sort of like a real small portion of it at this point. But yeah, the Men in Black are basically formed to keep the Greys out of the skies. Because the government's pissing them off, pissing off the Greys. So the Men in Black have to clean up everything. And this goes on and on and on and on. Ever since Roswell was actually a pretty ugly situation. And our government has the capability of shooting down a fourth density, a ship in fourth density. They know that, yeah. I definitely believe that. So if the aliens do make a show, if they just start showing up, our government's going to just start shooting them down. It's like, what is, you know, it just won't, they're not going to have contact. Aliens aren't going to have contact, not until we're ready. I mean, they might show up here and there. They'll never show full contact. Because we're not ready, we're just going to go attack them, set their ship on fire. And it says the government doesn't want anything to talk about because they're too busy using their technology. The alien technologies for their own black projects. A lot has to do with Mars. With our government. Mars is a big project. Of course, the public area is overseen as a joke. There is a lot going on there. I wouldn't say it's sort of like a second home for many people. At least the shadow government. They can do experiments there. They can get away with so much stuff over there. They can't deny. They can't do it here. They can be, as you call it, incognito. They can do all that over there. They can't do that here. Yeah, I think I've already said this. The Greys are more an observation, most of the part. Let me go into what Greys and the Men in Black. What's the A lot of portrayal, a lot of dirty tricks between both of them. Not just alien sightings. They, the Men in Black, some of them get kind of brainwashed by the Greys or the Reptilian. Probably the Greys, more the Greys. Men in Black are attacked, brainwashed is a big one. Taken over. Let's see here. I think it's the gist of it. When you say the Men in Black, I still get a small group. I don't get like 100. I get a small group. I got 8 last time. I'm still getting 8. But you have to understand, they're half human, half man. One might look human, but he's not really. Well, he's kind of, but he's been manipulated. But he's been advanced. His senses have been advanced, so they can hear, use telepathy. Use whatever they can to do their job, disappear, reappear. I mean, if you're going to disappear and they're going into fourth density, is what they're doing. See, I'm still learning this stuff. They're coming out in third, hey, how's it going? And they go into fourth and disappear. And they can use their minds to move wherever. Yeah, they're pretty advanced. Like I said, as for the agenda, what they're covering up, they're covering up alien sightings, UFOs, certain UFO sightings, not all of them, only certain ones. Certain ones that kind of broke the rules, where the government put out, and our government, the U.S. government, I want to say, I don't think the other governments give a shit. Yeah, I hate to say that on TV, but on the radio, but I'm trying to keep this clean. But the American government wants to keep it quiet worldwide. The alien activity, just want to keep it quiet. A lot of governments around the world don't really care. They just don't care. See a sighting, they don't care. Our government cares. So our government is going to go in there and clean it up, quiet it up. Send the MIB, whatever, military, whatever. Because our Black Project is very unusual compared to, because we have technology that we've learned to use and we can manipulate people with it. The NSA uses new alien technology. Yep. Quantum computing, that's alien technology. The internet. That's primitive alien technology, but anyway. Does the NSA use telepathy? No. Alright, aliens in the NSA. No. Depends. I guess it depends on what they're doing that day. If it's gonna be anybody, it's gonna be a draconians. I don't think that's I'm not sure. It's watched by ETs, and negative ones. What's he called? The elite. The elite, yeah, are definitely part of the NSA. They set it up. I want to say the elite kind of have like a. They can tap into the NSA whenever they feel like and go through all their stuff. If they're looking for somebody, the elite, the ones that run the show, they have government clearance. They can do whatever they want. They can spy on whoever they want. at any time of the day. The elite, the ones that are running the show, have government clearance. Of course, you're never going to hear about that, are you? That's why some of the elite get kind of power hungry and get kind of weird. Child molestation is a good one. Gee, I wonder why that's so big. Some of them are rich people. I mean, rich, rich. Of course, they all have to keep kept quiet, but, you know, they get into this stuff and they get weird. They have a lot of power. As I said, that's a lower part of the Illuminati. The upper echelon doesn't go through that. You know, I don't have that problem. But there's different levels of power. And the lower ones, the ones that we see, do that. But anyway, but yeah, they all have access to government technology. Only the real important Illuminati type people. They have the government. They own the government. They definitely own the government. They set the agenda. The president's pretty much left alone. I mean, they have advisors to kind of push him in a certain way, and you know, they kind of make him feel like he's in control, but he really isn't. You know, they have, you have this idea, Mr. President, really? Well, how about this instead? And you know, they kind of push him into what they want. You know, they don't take him to a dark room and tell him what to do. They don't do that. It's very gradual. It's, you know, it gives them the feeling that, oh, I'm in power, but not really. It's weird. There's a lot to look in there. But they definitely influence those of power. Government, yeah, jeez. There's a shadow area of the government. Almost the Pentagon itself is a shadow government. It's public, but it's practically shadow. I mean, it's in the public eye, but it's pretty shadowy. State Department. Yeah, anytime you see a government building, what's going on inside is not exactly what they say they're doing. Let's put it that way. Which is pretty obvious. But what they put out in press reports is a small fraction of what they're really up to. You know, a part of the Pentagon, it's part, they have like an ET division where they keep eye on them. They keep eyes on ETs. And if they go do something they don't like, they'll go shoot them down. Of course, the ETs now have it where their ship goes down, they won't crash. We will see them. That's in fourth density. I know that sounds crazy, but anyway. Yeah, there's a fraction in the Pentagon that watches ETs on a daily basis. Watch them all. And you have the technology to do that. And if any of them are doing something that they just don't, you know, they warn them first, like the Greys, and then they attack them. Of course, it depends on the Greys. Don't give a crap. But, that was interesting. Okay, we're going to sign off. I hope that, I know, there's too much. There's so much information. There's just no way I'm going to be able to satisfy everything. I'm kind of all over the place. I try not to be, but hopefully not. I'll go back in. There's certain, I don't even know enough, everything about every gray, every detail about grays. But anyway, well, that's it. We're signing off. I'm Ivan Teller. Thank you for listening. Remember, this is information for the masses. Feel free to distribute this or make a video on the information if you feel it's worthy of that. This is information for the public. So do as it with it as you wish. Thank you for listening. Good night.